You're listening to a podcast from the Media Motel.
It's Easter, or if you wish, the holiday season. So it's a solo parish council special with me, Terence Dacon, taking the opportunity to simply play some of my favourite tunes, no fuss, no flannel, just great tracks from the early 1970s, starting with JoJo Garner. Early 70s, a great period for upbeat, cheery rock. I first heard this at a friend's house and immediately I thought, that's a hit. But these blokes are the very top of the tree of one-hit wonders because they never trouble the charts again. Number 27 on Billboard, 6 in the UK, JoJo Gunn and Run, Run, Run. Next up, a huge hit in the States for Carole King.
Thank you.
It's just like listening to the radio, but without the intrusion of time checks, weather, travel news, and there's no commercials. Audio heaven, in other words. The glorious saxophone of Tom Scott and a fantastic band. In the UK, scandalously, we've rather ignored Carole King's singles through the years, but this made number two on Billboard in the summer of 1974, Carole King and Jazz Man. On to another fantastic horn section, one of my very favourite bands, and one of their greatest tracks, written by their multi-instrumentalist Robert Lamb. This is Chicago.
Cross Lake on the floor.
still very much together and undertaking a massive tour of the States this summer in 2024 with Earth, Wind and Fire. What a show that will be. They're an absolutely fantastic band to see live. And if you don't get a chance to see that tour, there are loads of concerts from the past on YouTube. In my view, the greatest one is at the Greek in Los Angeles in 1993. However, here we are in 2024, listening to, from 1970, Chicago, and 25 or 6 to 4. And we continue with our glorious festival of just great songs from the early 70s, with Free.
Take out your head. Yeah.
I remain of the conviction that Simon Kirk is the most underrated drummer in rock music. He combines power and finesse. A really great drummer. First up, we heard Free with a slightly menacing song. Number 7 in the UK in 1972, Wishing Well. And then the first single from what I suppose we should call a supergroup. We had Paul Rodgers and Simon Kirk from Free, Mick Rouse from Motley Hoople, and Boz Burrell from King Crimson. A song written by Mick Rouse. And a massive hit in 1974, Bad Company and Can't Get Enough. Every music writer in the entire universe will tell you Patti Smith's best album is her debut album, Horses. They are all wrong, wrong, wrong. Here's a track from her greatest album, Wave.
Take some time.
wonderful album Wave. Has Frederick and Dancing Barefoot tracks on it, and also great tracks. But here, rather joyously and perhaps unexpectedly, covering The Byrds, the ever glorious Patti Smith, and So You Wanna Be a Rock and Roll Star. This next band have been touring recently, including an appearance at the Royal Albert Hall in the very week I'm recording this. And at that gig, original member Kevin Godley stepped out to sing some songs with Graham Gordman. Here's an earwormy tune from 10cc from 1976.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Agree to disagree, but disagree to part. When after all, it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 Touring America from east to west this summer, even with only Graham Gouldman as the only true original member, they're still a great band to catch live if you have a chance. This was from their first album after the dramatic split and the departure of Godley and Cream. The opening two songs on the album highlight Eric Stewart's gift for writing instantly catchy pop songs. This is the second track on the album, Deceptive Bends, 10cc and The Things We Do For Love. I remember first hearing this next track on the old Grey Whistle Test with Whispering Bob, and I went out and bought the album the next day. This is such a great track from Joe Walsh.
Thank you.
amazing musician with a rather complicated life. I imagine he's quite surprised to still be with us at age 76. It would also have been hard to believe that only 2 years after this track he'd be joining the Eagles and still with them nearly 50 years later. From 1973 and the splendidly titled album The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get, Joe Walsh and Rocky Mountain Way. Well, on we go with no irritating commercials, no this podcast is sponsored by, just me and some of my favourite tracks from the early 1970s. This next song references the Pantages Theatre on Hollywood Boulevard. And if you ever happen to be in Los Angeles, try and visit it. It's really the most striking, beautiful building. Referenced here by Ricky Lee Jones. Long Way, her biggest single hit, and as was the album, both from 1979, Ricky Lee Jones and Chuck E's In Love. Now, Rod Stewart. No, come back. Stay with me, as it were. Before he went all silly and Hollywood and Britt Eklund, he was a truly great singer, both of cheery rock and also of interpreting other people's songs. Here's two fantastic examples, starting off when Rod Stewart was in The Faces. You
Someday it's not the spotlight, it's not the camera light.
an immaculate cover of a Jerry Goffin, Barry Goldberg song, It's Not the Spotlight. And before that, a sort of rollicking, rolling hit it out of the park, bluesy rock. A big hit in 1973 for the Faces and Cindy Incidentally. Still a few lovely tracks for me to send your way, including this cracker from Joni Mitchell.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man. Like you love your
simply one of the greatest singer-songwriters, guitarists, multi-instrumentalists of all time. She had an incredible run of albums from 1971 to 1976. Blue, For the Roses, Court and Spark, The Hissing of Summer Lawns and Hijira. Four Grammy nominations for this album, Court and Spark, which along with Hissing is the albums I've played most over the decades, I think. Just a joy to have her music in the world with Tom Scott's LA Express, Joni Mitchell and Help Me. And from one majestic singer-songwriter to another, Paul Simon.
When I think back, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Sunny day, oh yeah, I got a knife.
girls I knew when I was single. Brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
Such a wonderful album. 10 songs that span and cross over all sorts of genres. If you've never really explored Paul Simon's solo work, I'd put this album forward as a wonderful starting point. 10 tracks, 6 singles released from it, such is the strength of the album. 1973, from there goes Rhymin' Simon, Paul Simon and Kodachrome. Yet another superb singer-songwriter now, perhaps not as widely known as Joni Mitchell and Paul Simon, but equally as gifted, Laura Nyro.
I was born from love, and my poor mother worked the mines. I was raised on the good book Jesus, till I
yeah.
very limited success in terms of sales throughout her career, but hugely influential with artists from Elton John, Joni, Kate Bush, Todd Rundgren, many more. And lots of artists had hits with her songs, Fifth Dimension, Blood, Sweat and Tears, and Barbara Streisand, who had a huge hit with that track. However, that was the original, Laura Nero and Stony End. So there we are. Thank you very much for listening to this special edition. Playing out with this simply wonderful track from 1975 with extraordinary, beautiful vocals from Paddy McHugh. This is Kokomo and Angel.
You've been listening to a Parish Council production.